lots of things going on in the financial world. One is, and I want you to explain this to me, what's going on, and put this in terms that we can all understand, between the euro and the dollar? People are saying the dollar's plunging. What does that mean?
Well, America has had the reserve currency of the world since the end of World War II, and it's been very helpful and advantageous to us. Oil transactions were denominated in dollars and so forth. But over the last few years, we've had very, very low interest rates, which makes it unattractive to hold U.S. dollars if you're a foreigner. We've had rising inflation in the United States. We've got huge budget deficits, $500 billion a year, trade deficits now $560 billion a year. And so people are getting nervous about the dollar. They're getting nervous about the dollar, and they're diversifying out of the dollar. Europeans are diversifying out of the dollar, the Japanese, the Chinese, and so forth. Now, they all still hold a lot of dollars. But if you were in a stock and you saw the fundamentals of the stock beginning to break down, and then you looked at the charts and it was breaking down on the charts, you'd want to move to something that's stronger. Right now, the only alternative in the world to the U.S. dollar as far as a major currency is the euro. And the dollar has dropped about 33% against the euro in just the last couple of years, but it's now breaking down badly as we speak. In fact, interestingly, it's broken down badly since the election. So the two major alternatives that people can go to if they lose confidence in the dollar, and just look at the dollar as a deteriorating stock, because that's kind of like what it is, the two alternatives are to go to the euro or to go to gold. Now, eventually, I think China will have the world's leading reserve currency maybe 10, 12 years from now. It could be a gold-backed currency because they're accumulating a lot of gold right now. But for the moment, the only alternative to the dollar is the euro. A lot of the Middle East countries are beginning to talk in terms of the oil producers of denominating oil transactions in euros instead of dollars. So the dollar is kind of the sick man in the currency markets right now. That affects a whole lot of things in our own financial system.
Is that why we're seeing interest rates going up again? Maybe they want to make it more competitive?
Well, indeed. Our interest rates are far lower than most of the rest of the world's interest rates. We've had them artificially kept low by the Federal Reserve over the last few years in order to prop up the economy, maybe to help George Bush get reelected. So the Fed has kept interest rates artificially low here and run the printing presses. There are only two things to keep the economy going. Now we're going to have to be moving our interest rates back up. World market forces will push the Fed to raise interest rates, because otherwise people are going to switch out of the dollar. Now, there's about $10 trillion in dollar-denominated investments, whether it's treasury bills or whatever, that are held by foreigners. If they start dumping dollars, then the U.S. Federal Reserve has got to start buying those dollars. It's incredibly inflationary. So in order to kind of balance things out, interest rates are going to be pushed up. I think it's going to be a lot like the 1970s. We're in a long-term period of rising interest rates, which is, it's interesting. Interest rates, inflation, gold, and oil all tend to move up together. They did it in the 70s, and they're doing it right now.
Mm-hmm.
So we're in a period of long-term rising interest rates. It hasn't begun to bite on the economy yet and hurt people individually yet. But as mortgage rates begin to move up and credit card rates and everything start to move up, a lot of people are going to get hurt. But this is the wave of the future over the next two or three or four years, I think.
First of all, if people dump the dollar, could that bankrupt the United States? Could that put us in a mess?
Oh, you bet. We're talking about trillions of dollars suddenly coming back. What if
we can't cover that?
Absolutely not. What if half the people or a third of the people that owned IBM decided that they wanted out of IBM? They thought it was really...
The stock would plummet.
The stock would crash. This is exactly what's going to happen in the dollar. If enough dollars get dumped by foreigners, there's $2 trillion in U.S. Treasury paper or Treasury bonds that are owned, that have been bought by foreigners to help us finance our deficits. That's mainly central banks. But the total of $10 trillion. Now, if that starts coming home, the dollar starts crashing, the Fed has to start buying like there's no tomorrow. They have to create liquidity out of thin air to buy back this paper. It basically could push the United States, the dollar, into a hyperinflationary type situation.
Well, don't you think, Don, that these banks, these foreign banks specifically, are smart enough to know that the United States economy needs to stay strong, and they'd kind of keep us propped up somewhat?
You know, I think that's true until they begin to have problems at home. And when they begin to have problems at home, like Brazil, a year or so ago, Brazil dumped $6 billion of U.S. paper because they were hurting at home and they needed the funds. So there's different reasons why different people will sell. We're tight at home, so we need to raise money. So what are we going to do? We sell our dollars. Or we lose confidence in the U.S. government. Maybe they don't like George Bush. And it's true that around the world, people don't like George Bush. He's very unpopular. Maybe popular in the States, but not abroad. They don't like Bush. They see our deficits. They begin to worry, so they begin to dump. Then we have some people like the Islamics. Osama bin Laden came along just a couple of, within the last week, and he said that they're going to try to destroy America economically, and one of the things they're going to try to do is pull the rug out from under the dollar to the extent they can.
He said he was going to bankrupt the United States.
Exactly. And part of bankrupting the United States is help pushing the U.S. dollar down. So the dollar has got, and America has got, people who are not too friendly towards us. And so there's a number of those reasons why the dollar could drop. Now, it's interesting, if you look at the charts of the dollar was under 85 yesterday, about 84.5 on the dollar index. If you look at the charts on the dollar, they're a mirror image of the charts of gold. As the dollar has dropped about 20%, since the last time you and I were together in August of last year, gold has gone up about 20%. So they go just exactly the opposite. So when people are diversifying out of dollars, two of the first places they will go to is the euro, and they will go to gold.